Welcome, everybody, to Drunk with Buds, a show about trying new beers with some friends and having discussions you would normally have at a bar. As always, we get all of our beer information from the Untappd app. That's
UNTAPPD.
You can now follow the show on there at Drunk with Buds.
Today, we have a four-beer show with beers from Mason Ale Works, Southern Grist Brewing Company, Urban Artifact, and Citizen Cider. We'll talk pop culture, crazy holiday office party stories, and Bruce trivia. We don't have a guest today, so it's just going to be us three dudes. I'm kind of excited for that, I guess. Let's go ahead and get it started.
Like him. Whoa, that live version right there was pretty tight.
Going on tour.
After the season's over, I'm going on tour for a little bit, and then we'll be back. And,
you're going to sing 30 seconds of one song.
That's how long I last. And now we are back, guys. So it's us three only. We're here for a home show.
And, yay! Needed it.
Yeah,
we needed it. Nice little break.
Yeah. So I'm here. I'm Honer. I'm the host, and I'm here with Two Tones.
Hey, guys, it's me, Two Tones.
It's my cousin, I guess, and then we got Brewers.
Hey, I'm not your cousin.
So we're going to go ahead and kick it off with this first beer.
Beer. All Father's Eye. Mason Ale Works. A pastry stout. 13.5% ABV, 0 IBUs. There's been 18 check-ins. That's right, 18. For an average score of 3.94, Mason Ale Works is a brew pub out of San Marcos, California. CA, for those who don't know their state abbreviations. It is a pastry stout with honey, fig, and date. It should be herbal, honey, fig, dates, nutty. The can says, All Father's Eye. No figure is more significant in Norse mythology, blah, 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 blah. And he was making great sacrifice, blah, 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 blah. Odin's an electrical and spherical superior, blah, 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 blah. Mythology shit.
Oh, okay.
But I do know that the honey from this is from eucalyptus trees. So that's really used in, like, you know, Ricola and, you know, Vicks Vapor Rub and stuff like that. So it'll be interesting if it brings, like, this kind of
aluminum taste.
Aluminum taste? Okay. Effervescent kind ofness to it.
It leaves like a slight metal taste.
You have a slight metal taste in it?
Like on the back end. I don't know. It
just tastes kind of chocolatey with a...
Yeah, what the fuck is...
It's like a metal, right? Something like that. Maybe it's what he's talking about, the eucalyptus.
It's eucalyptus honey, so like it's not actual eucalyptus in here.
Is that Vaseline?
No.
But yeah, I do get the chocolate.
Chocolate's nice and forward. It's got a nice, like it's not too thick, but it's not watery either. It's a nice consistency.
I don't know. It doesn't taste like glue. It's close to that.
If you put a penny or a nickel in your mouth, that's the taste I feel like you get.
I don't get that.
I don't get that. I'm trying to see what I get, but I don't taste anything metallic or anything like that.
To me, it kind of like, because I love Fig Newtons, it feels like a chocolate Fig Newton. So I get a little bit of that fig taste, the fruit fig, but I don't get the breadiness, so that's why the chocolate's just dominating, you know. But it's not bad. It's nice.
I wanted a stout. This is kind of like a dark Hershey's pastry stout, but I mean, we've had better pastry stouts, I think, just because of the flavors. This isn't really my jive for the flavor wise. I'm not really feeling a dark chocolate right now, and that's all I'm getting.
We got this. It's locally at the Citywide.
Oh, this is our local Summit beer.
One of our two local beers today.
Oh, he just said that.
But
who listens to him?
I wanted to get a pastry stout because one of us always cries when we have stout that's not a pastry stout.
I know, Tones.
And when we've been getting stouts lately, it seems like they're all putting cinnamon in it. So I said, I was talking to the Citywide guys, Daniel and everyone. I was like, no cinnamon. And there was only two choices. Every fucking pastry stout had cinnamon in it.
I like how we name dropped.
I know. He said, "You fucker."
Talking to you guys,
Daniel. So this one does have cinnamon in it.
No.
Oh. What's date?
Have you seen any Indiana Jones?
For the conversation, let's say I haven't.
So, like, in the very first Indiana Jones, he's in Egypt, and he throws the fruity nut up in the air. He's going to eat it, and then Sala catches it, and he notices the dead monkey. He goes, "Bad dates." It's a nut fruit from the Middle East.
Maybe that's what I'm tasting.
Middle Eastern nuts.
Middle Eastern nuts.
Middle Eastern nuts. It tastes like aluminum.
Yeah. It does not, but okay.
No, overall, it's not bad. I like it.
And it's definitely not chuggable. It's not
sessionable. It's a stout.
I know. It's not crushable.
I would. That'd be an interesting stout. Mm-hmm. If it hit any of those markers.
That'd be nice.
That'd be like a porter to me then.
I feel like we need to open up the windows just to get cold air in here, just so I can feel like
enjoy this.
So I can make this.
Put your sweater back on.
Classic tones. Speaking of, let's get into your little segment, huh? You want to, little pussy bitch?
Yeah, you can play it, Bruce.
Play that shit.
Play that funky music, shut my up, boy. Tony.
Play that fucker.
Pop culture. I don't know what that means.
Pop culture.
So, pop culture. Let's talk about some shit, guys. How many of you have seen Tiger King 2?
No, not me.
So, I've got like 3 episodes in.
Is it good? I heard it was good.
Okay. So, basically, now you remember how the first one was all about, what's his face?
Joe Exotic,
right? And then what they didn't tell you was... it was going to turn into a whole ass true crime series after that. So season 2 is straight up true crime. It's a true crime documentary about that guy's past life.
Okay.
The guy that she killed or he
husband.
Or he went to wherever the fuck he went, Cuba.
Carol Baskin in Costa Rica or whatever.
Her husband.
So it's all about him and his backstories. And there's a lot of shit. So it's like,
yeah, I heard he's a weird guy.
He was kind of like a rich motherfucker, but like, it kind of seems like he was in mob,
the cartels and shit.
I think it's really cool that it turned in that way. You know, it's really interesting, but it's also not as interesting, obviously, because Joe Exotic is just in jail, webcam calls. That's all he's in. You know, he's in prison, jail. So he's just talking, and it's basically just showing,
more of the back.
Yeah, because you're seeing more people get connected. You're seeing more webs getting like tied in, and that's pretty cool. But if you're expecting more Joe Exotic bullshit, it's not that. So
I did see that they're doing a spinoff with the guy from the South Carolina one, the one that has all the different wives and stuff like that. It airs once Tiger King, like in December, it's coming up.
That's funny. That guy had, so many wives.
Yeah, and there's, a bunch of women coming forward now since in Tiger King 1, one of the girls is like, no, he's a bad guy. Other girls heard her story on that, and now they're all coming forward saying, yeah, it's a cult. It's a tiger cult.
Right.
Tiger cult.
Yeah, that was kind of crazy. When they showed him and everything, it was like, we're just going to pass off on this guy.
Here's a clip. Ignore it now.
Yeah, he looks like a cult leader. Like, what the fuck?
Get all these wives without being wives and houses that all live in the same street all together and all their kids. Is he a Mormon?
In a little community. But yeah, so if you're expecting Tiger King 1.
No, I heard it was good, but I heard it's only 5 or 6 episodes too. So it's not very long.
I mean, he's in prison. You know, you can't really go off too much.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's always just like, I don't even know why I'm here.
Yeah, he's like, that care of that bitch. He did all this, blah, 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 whatever. But yeah.
I was part of the problem before. I did go to the guy who has it in southern Indiana. It's closed now, but there was a refugee.
I remember in Tiger King 1, they talked to him about
it. Yeah, I went to that one before. Before this whole thing was a thing, so.
You've been there before Tiger King?
Yeah.
That's funny.
The one that says, so I pet baby tigers.
I don't know.
How much did you spend to do that?
A lot. Like $40 a person.
Oh, so cheaper than...
I think it was $40. Maybe it was more.
It was... Well, if it, I think it was like 200 plus over at, you know...
No, it wasn't that much.
Joe Exotics.
It wasn't that much. And then you could take a picture holding the tiger cub, but they wanted to use your camera, and they still charge you like $20.
That's stupid.
I paid for that too.
I was so you're stupid.
I was part of the problem.
When did you when did you go?
Man, it was 6-7 years ago. It was a long time.
Damn.
But yeah. It was a good time though. I mean,
you got to feed the tigers too, didn't you?
No. I just petting the baby tigers and other baby animals like leopards and
that's funny. Yeah. Well, anyway, moving on. What else we got next?
8-bit Christmas.
That is...
Tis the season.
That is a very modern-day classic.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
It reminds me of... What is
it? You said Christmas Story?
Yeah, it reminds me of a modern-day Christmas Story because he wants something, you know, the whole movie, tries to get it, and I'm not going to say...
MPH says no.
It is MPH.
It's him as a child.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's a flashback, yeah. I saw that much of it.
The story is pretty good. It's a really good heartwarming film. I'm not going to ruin the ending for you guys.
Thanks.
I started watching it last week after we recorded, so I was not in the state of mind to watch an episode. So I ended up falling asleep like halfway through.
So is it a movie or
it's a movie? He said episode, but he's not in the right mind right now either.
I said after this episode. I said after you said, recorded,
and then you said I went and I couldn't watch an episode.
Oh. Sorry.
But anyway, the movie is really good. It's it is a really good Christmas movie. I don't typically like Christmas movies. Sometimes I do. I got to be in a certain mood for it because some of them are just like the, was it Lifetime?
Yeah.
You know, cheesy. Those type.
Hallmarks.
Yeah, that's why I liked Kristen, what's her name? She was Twilight.
Kristen Stewart.
I liked hers and the one they had on Hulu.
Oh, the one where she went home with her. Yeah, I like
that one because it's like it's kind of like Daddy's Home, where it's a different take on it. It's not typical like romantic, like oh, I don't have anybody. Oh, then all of a sudden I have somebody just in time for Christmas. Oh, we fall in love. It's like okay, that kind of shit's stupid.
I watched Christmas Vacation back to back last night.
Yeah, you saw that.
Why?
I didn't have anything else to watch. I was like, you know what? It's good. I'll watch it again.
Don't they make a second one? Can you just watch
No, there's no. They made a second Vacation, but it's the brother, right? Not him. Chevy Chase. Or his...
No, all the Vacations follow the same family.
No, the second one is his brother, though. The weird guy.
Randy?
Yeah.
Oh, of Christmas Vacation 2? They made a Christmas Vacation 2?
No, Vacation 2, isn't it?
Nice. There's Vacation, European Vacation, Christmas Vacation, Las Vegas Vacation, and then they did a reboot with Rusty. Yeah,
that's what's his face, right? Kid.
So it's Chevy Chase's son. You have Ed Helms, yeah.
No, I'm talking about.
But Randy Quaid played Uncle Eddie.
Yeah.
Shitter's cousin cool. Eddie or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That. I didn't even know about. God, I don't even want to see that movie.
Yeah, so it's the. That's what I was talking about.
So they did make a Christmas Vacation too.
Because I've seen the first one, and I was like, oh, that's cool. I was going to watch the next one. And I was like, oh, it's just him. And I didn't really care for his character.
So. Yeah. I'm not a
huge fan.
They had good doses, and that's where it needed to
stay. I assume they just said, well, Chevy Chase probably don't want to do another one, so we're just going to go off with this because he was good enough, but he wasn't.
Cool.
But 8-Bit Christmas is good.
And it's a good movie. Foo Fighters, horror comedy. I don't know what the fuck that means.
Well, a lot of horror films are just so bad on purpose that they're hilarious.
This one looks like it's kind of like a old school Ghostbusters feels what I had, like with the special effects.
Oh, okay. To me, it kind of felt like a little bit more scary version of scary movie franchises. Like the jokes are there, but like they're trying to make it more horror movie than, you know.
Like actually a good slasher
type
shit. But yeah, that's good. I like how Will Forte is in it.
Yeah. I like how, like, there's very little press. Like, it's just kind of snuck up on people.
Because no one likes Foo Fighters.
That is bullshit.
Everybody loves Foo Fighters.
Bruce, that's his favorite band. That's why I said
Shut up, Tony.
That's why I said
Is that your favorite band?
One of my favorite bands, yeah.
next to the Viking tribal women or whatever.
Yeah, sure. Odin's Eye.
Yeah.
When that music first started.
We're drinking Allfather's Eye, which is the same thing as saying Odin's Eye.
Speaking of eyes, how about Hawkeye? There's 4 episodes.
I've loved it. It's like a mix of the Die Hard and Home Alone, Escape from New York, all kind of mixed together.
Yeah.
It's a good handing off the reins to Kate Bishop, who takes on the Hawkeye mantle later on in the comics.
Okay.
Though there has been some bad press on this, not because of the show. It's because they're using a lot of artwork and setup stuff from straight from the comic books. And the artists who did that run, where they're wearing the purple, the movie posters are using it, you know, the TV posters and all stuff, they're not giving those artists money
or
credit. So a lot of people are like, we should ban watching Hawkeye because
that's the whole reason why I'm not watching it.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. And then I point out to people, it's like, I get, you can do that stuff, but you're missing a pretty good show. And on top of the fact is that they're giving more roles to it's not just your white guys anymore. It's, you know, there's a spinoff, Echo. If you don't watch it here, you don't see where she comes from. This, because Echo's coming out next summer. Kingpin's coming back. They're giving more. I mean, it's pretty fun.
Might be the only reason I watch it, because with Marvel, you kind of have to watch everything to be included.
Yeah, that's the reason why I watched Captain America.
Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
I didn't care about those two characters, but towards the end, I was like, they're a little bit better. Yeah, I'm not like, I don't not like seeing them on the screen.
Yeah.
I do love that part in that movie, in that show, though, where he's like, Gandalf, where are we going now? And he goes, you've seen that? And he goes, yeah, I came out when it came out first press, 1934.
Damn.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Honer feels the same way. I'm not a fan of Hawkeye, so I don't want to watch something that's just basically.
He essentially brings that up. He brings it up. She's like, you have a branding problem. Like, you could be a better guy. Like, throw a flashier costume on there. You know, promote yourself more. And he goes, I'm supposed to be the guy you don't see. I'm supposed to be the ghost. I'm supposed to be where, like, you're just doing things off the side. Why would I want to be? Like, he's like, shut up, girl. Like, you're not wrong. He's showing, like, he's talking about, yes, it's true that his character should be doing the things on the side. But he's addressing the flat, you know, why people. And he's poking fun at
himself.
So it's nice.
So can you explain his Thanos was right cup?
Say that again.
His Thanos was right cup.
It wasn't a cup.
Or a mug.
He was looking down at a urinal and someone wrote on top of it, Thanos was right.
He had a mug.
Not yet. So must have been in a trailer. It was
like the first episode.
No. He was looking down at a urinal and it said Thanos is right on the urinal.
Oh, like handwritten?
Yeah, like someone did it.
As they're sitting there pissing, right?
He didn't. Someone wrote that.
Honer's showing him a picture. He's reacting to the picture.
That's not.
That was like very first picture, or like very first episode.
Maybe they didn't want to show you that he was peeing at a urinal during,
because
for marketing reasons. I don't know.
I did not see that in the show.
This is from 11/24, so this has been out since the first episode.
Okay, but that doesn't mean that someone just took the screen grab of a mug and put it on there.
Movies edit stuff all the time with trailers and shit. So maybe they just didn't want to show that he was at
it. I remember Thanos is right, and it was sitting on top of the urinal that he was pissing in. And then some dude came up next to him, the next urinal, and was asking him for a selfie while he was peeing. He's like, dude, no.
Did he ever go to Kate's aunt's house?
No. He went to his mom's house. Kate's mom's house.
Because somebody said it was Kate's aunt's mug.
Okay, then no.
So I'm just saying, because that's what they're saying. I haven't seen it, so I'm just asking you.
Hey, maybe when he was drinking from a mug, I just didn't look at the mug. So
you're looking into his eyes.
Yeah, deep. My guy's got those eyes.
Maybe.
Because I didn't know that, but I was like, well, that wouldn't make sense, because he literally killed your family, and then you're all fucking.
And then,
you wouldn't want to say that.
One of the characters is completely deaf and is played by an actress who is completely deaf, and the two main characters, Kate, who plays Kate, Haley Steinfeld, and Jeremy Renner, learn ASL so they could actually do it on the screen.
That's cool.
So, like, I wouldn't boycott it just because of that. I get that those artists need to get some kind of recognition and stuff like that, but this is the chance that, you know, that you can tell in Marvel by watching it that these side characters who have disabilities need some representation. If you're not going to watch it, they're like, well, we tried and they didn't do it. Yeah. So,
and you're able to see that they are actually good at acting or they're good for the universe.
Yeah, and she had some pretty kick-ass fight scenes against Jeremy Renner. So
you said she's Echo, right?
Yeah, she's Echo.
Like I said, I'll probably watch it eventually. It's just I'm not enthused about watching it.
Yeah,
it's like the one with the
Black, get enthused. The it's Christmas themed, and this Widow, is Christmas time. It's time for you to watch
Widow movie. I haven't seen that either yet.
Which one?
Black Widow.
I haven't seen either. I haven't seen Shang-Chi either.
Shang-Chi,
that's pretty good too.
I know.
That's
good too. I wanted to see that. Like, Black Widow is like, whatever. But when Shang-Chi came out, I was like, I need to see that.
It's available now on Disney Plus. If
maybe I'm just marveled out for right now.
I don't need to see Black Widow, right, to see Shang-Chi. Cool. I can skip Black Widow, though.
But they make an Easter egg mention of Shang-Chi in Hawkeye.
So then I can just see Shang-Chi then and get the joke.
Yeah, or you can just go on YouTube and look at
No, you won't. You won't get the Easter egg if you don't watch Shang-Chi.
Well, anyway, I'm excited for What's-Her-Face to come back. The girl from WandaVision.
Okay.
Scarlet Witch?
Scarlet Witch.
No, the other girl. The girl that was at the end.
Darcy?
The other girl that was at the end. The Purple Witch that was like fighting her.
Oh, yeah. They did announce House of Harkness.
Okay. It's Agatha Harkness, right?
Yeah, but yeah, the House of Harkness.
Yeah. But I just wanted to get her name right.
She's been, Catherine Hahn has been getting a bunch of tweets thrown at her asking her about Mephisto because now he has to come because she has a son with Mephisto. So.
And everybody wants him to come next. Is he got?
He's like the Marvel stuff.
Literally.
Devil. He's the
everybody
Marvel.
Wants him to come next.
Okay.
Dead silence. So, Spider-Man. Spider-Verse.
Across the Spider-Verse. Yep.
Part 1 came out. I didn't know they were doing it.
Well, it's a teaser trailer.
But it's a pretty long teaser trailer. Yeah.
It doesn't come out until fall of 2022. But it looks fucking fantastic.
Yeah. And he looks older, which is cool. Like he's noticeably older.
Yeah.
And they have confirmed that Oscar Isaac will be playing Spider-Man 2099.
I like how they're fighting through the...
through the portal.
Yeah. So you said it was going to be like two parts then?
Well, it literally says part one. So
I know.
Yeah, but it'll be two.
People listening can't read. It says part
one. When they go to the trailer like they are right now, it'll say part one.
But no, yeah. So it's part one. Hopefully part two comes out 2023.
I'm sure they're only going to put a small gap in between because it's been...
It's going to be good.
They've been making it since the other one went crazy big.
I've been wanting to watch the first one.
Oh, my God.
No, again.
Okay.
Again.
Jesus
Christ. The first one was so good.
He freaked out before I said again. Yeah, the first one was a lot better than I thought it was going to be. But I do want to watch the first one again. And Yellowstone, Bruce has actually finally gotten into the original.
You guys kept talking about it. I finally have, I've had Peacock. It's on Peacock, right?
Yeah.
No, Paramount. Some of it's on, first three seasons are on Peacock, the rest are on Paramount.
Well, I have Paramount Plus too now because obviously South Park, I wanted to check that shit out.
And if you have Hulu, it's on there as well.
Which one?
The new season.
Oh, so just the new season? So not...
Yeah, you're bouncing around like a fucking ping pong ball.
Okay.
But yeah.
Okay.
I have Apple TV, so I just search Yellowstone and then it pops up and then it redirects me to the source.
Then you buy it.
Then I either have to buy it or I have it. So
well, anyway, so I've been wanting to check it out because you guys talked about it, and I was telling my coworker about it, and he goes, "I kind of like westerns," and I was like, "Well, this is one, and I don't usually like them." He goes, he's like, "Well, I kind of don't like them, you know." He's iffy too, but I was like, "Well, my cousin."
It's a new day western, though.
Yeah, so. I was like, I don't know if you even watch westerns or anything like that. So that I said, my cousin Tony doesn't watch anything like that, and he likes it, so I know I would like it. And you watched it, so you guys are both praising it. And I'm like, man, I kind of want to see it.
And
now.
Bruce was so against it because he doesn't like Kevin Costner.
I don't know where you're getting this from. I like Kevin Costner.
Well, you don't like westerns.
I don't like country music. I don't really like cowboy stuff. I like a good western movie. I just don't really like cowboy stuff. So I guess I like the gunfights and shit like that.
Westworld.
But this is more like a family drama that's just set in Montana. Yeah. So, of course, Montanan people like doing cowboy shit. Yeah. But it's really good. And then it's actually making me look forward to 1883. The trailer just dropped. It's an origin movie of family, I assume, getting the land. It's
yeah.
Pre them getting the land.
And they're probably going to make the seasons go for a little bit. So it's going to be a while. It's
yeah.
just going to be them.
Yeah.
Doing it's the, got some it's big gonna, name people.
It's going to be them doing the Oregon Trail, pretty much.
But they said that in the trailer.
In the trailer, they said, we're going to Oregon. So it's Oregon Trail. But
they don't make it. Because they finish up in Montana.
Do you think they're going to pass by the little house on the prairie?
They might. You never know.
Shut up, Tony.
But yeah, it's got Tim McGraw.
Faith Hill. Sam Elliott, the cowboy Elliott, himself.
The Jennifer Lawrence lookalike.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know her name, but when Honer and I watched the trailer, she looked like Jennifer Lawrence. But she wasn't. I thought
it was going to be.
But it looks good. I'll watch that too. But yeah, so Honer, if you haven't, you should at least check out Yellowstone. Maybe watch the first two or three episodes just to see if you like it. I feel like you'll probably be hooked after the first one.
Yeah, one or two.
But you can do that. Speaking of hooked, who's hooked on this beer?
Ooh, segue. I like the beer. I'm giving it a 3.5. It is a decent stout. Very drinkable. You're not drinking it fast. It's nice, a good sipper by the fire or watching a show or playing cards. It doesn't really matter. But it's a winter beer. I don't know. I definitely would not enjoy this as much as this during the summer or anything like that. It does have an interesting taste to it. It could be the eucalyptus honey. I don't know.
It's metallic.
It's not metallic.
I still get it, but it's not bad.
So what are you going to rate it, bitch?
3.5.
I said 3.5 out loud.
Why did you say that? He didn't hear you.
During my...
He's writing it down now.
It's already in there.
Well, anyway, so I would say I agree it's a slow slipper. It's... After I got past the initial taste of just dark chocolate, I started tasting all the other flavors mixing in. I couldn't tell you exactly what I'm tasting because it just tastes like darkness and chocolatey, but the chocolate is just like coated around all these flavors. And it's not as bad as I thought in the beginning. I'll say that. Like, I'm not in a hurry to finish it, but I'm also just not mad at it.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to dump it.
Yeah. I think I'll actually just enjoy it. But with that, I'm going to give it 3.25.
Same. I don't know. For some reason, I still have the metallic taste. It did grow on me. I do have it rated as a 3, so it's not the best, but I think originally I was at like a 2.5. I don't know why I still taste metallic, but it's there.
It's probably a stupid monster.
Maybe it just
tastes. It might be the monster that I'm drinking.
Maybe it just tastes like the Hershey's wrapper.
Yeah, right. I just eat the whole wrap. Maybe they put a wrapper in my badge.
All right, guys. So we're gonna go ahead and take a shot break, and we'll be back.
Back.
Yeah, I'm walking two-stepping, I'm breaking my back in, just like Brokeback Mountain, hitting it up with my boys in the tent, gum hunting, yeah, I ain't fronting, I'm licking his front end, now I'm at the back end, Brokeback Mountain, yeah, Macaulay Macaulay.
Home alonin'.
I'm home alonin', tossing and turning, seeing these demons all up in my seat. Now I can't sleep, now I got my eyes awake, and I can't stare cause I gotta bake some cake like this pastry. Bake some cake like pastry, bitch, I'm gonna drink this all day, see. You know me like Wayne Gacy, gonna murder y'all like a motherfucker. Poppy, official audio, best background music for YouTube videos. Analog you Japanese words on YouTube. Welcome everybody to Drunken Buds. We are back. We took two shots, and now we are feeling a little tipsy.
Woo!
And I definitely finished that last beer, and we're going to get to this next one. Right, Tones.
What is it? Oh, it's me. It is called Southern Crisp. It's a Pilsner. It's by Southern Grist Brewing Company out of Nashville, Tennessee.
Nashville.
It has 2,500 check-ins for an average score of 3.75. Style guy says unfiltered Pilsner.
Filtered.
Filtered.
Unfiltered. Unfiltered.
It's be big bad to go through life not unfiltered.
Unfiltered Pilsner. Delectably hopped with Nelson Suavin. Suavin? Suavin. I don't even know anymore. It says it should be crisp.
So clean, they put some dude in the vat?
S-A-U-V-I-N.
Yeah, so the dude's name is Nelson Seven. And exactly. He got in the vat and they filtered it through him.
He's back there fucking unfiltering the Pilsner hop.
Classic.
Good job, Nelson.
Good job, Nelson.
Yeah, so.
First thoughts.
You guys go ahead and drink it.
Is that zesty? Do I taste a little zest?
That does taste a little zesty.
I think a little taste of zesty in there.
It's got that Pilsner quality, and then
a little zesty,
little zest,
little zesty.
A little hello. That must be the crisp they're talking about.
Yeah,
on that front porch.
I forgot to mention it was 4.4% ABV.
Oh my god, you ruined it.
On that front porch, on the veranda, sitting back on my porch swing,
Yellowstone Park. Yeah,
ooh, that's not south. Dummy, that's north.
calm down, Brian Kelly.
So I definitely think this is a great Alabama beer. I think it would definitely be better if I was shirtless outside on top of a roof doing shingles.
You can be shirtless right now.
And you can be outside.
If it was hotter out, I said.
It's raining.
Thank you for that, Captain Obvious.
They not to the listeners. Know.
Not to the listeners.
They don't know in my headphones.
You guys can always count on...
You think
on...
there's little people in your headphones talking to
yes.
you?
Yes.
You guys can always count on Tones to fill you in on the...
On the weather.
Yeah.
It's raining outside.
Weather with two tones. It's on rain. The fives.
He likes the weather whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
So let's get to, what do you think about this beer, dude? You didn't say nothing.
I said it was zesty. I just said zesty. I joined the zestiness with you guys.
Well, how do you actually feel?
Crisp.
It is crisp.
It's a good second beer.
You know what? Since we're drinking this in December, I think they should have named this Crisp Kringle.
Ooh.
Christmas.
That deserves one.
My hands
the
are
The other sweaty. One didn't.
Southern Crispmas.
Keep cold, drink fresh, stay crispy.
Santa's beer.
Santa's beard. All right, guys, so let's go ahead and get to whatever segment I have today. Hit it. 24 of the wildest office holiday party stories we've ever heard. We've ever heard. Yeah, 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 yeah. To 24 of the wildest off-style holiday party stories we've ever heard by Business Insider Dad Kim. All right, so I just wanted to do something random because I didn't want to actually do my dive bar because that was going to take a little bit of time out of my day. So this one is number one is our new janitor has no idea why everyone is treating him so nicely. There was this quiet old janitor that worked our office building who was scheduled to retire on Christmas. So our Christmas party kind of included his farewell. We gave gifts to each other, put up a Christmas tree, people brought cakes and pastries. Christmas stuff. Then here comes the old janitor and he leaves a fairly big bag of presents under the tree. We're all kind of surprised because no one seemed to interact with him that much. But nonetheless, we thank him and wish him the best and stuff. Then he leaves and presumably sets off to the Midwest. The next day, we open the presents, including his. Turns out, the retiring janitor gave everyone in the office a little bottle of sulfuric acid. Everybody got one, even me. I still have it. We don't know where he got them or how much they cost, but apparently he hated our guts. Our new janitor has no idea why everyone is treating him so nicely.
Wow. I mean, if it was labeled, I guess that's safe. But if it wasn't labeled, you'd be like, oh, I'll drink this, and you would die.
Yeah.
You would burn from the inside out.
He wanted to kill him, dude.
When you were talking, I'm like, each present's got a fucking piece of shit in it.
No, I thought he was gonna, I thought it was gonna be like a wholehearted story, and I was like, oh man, this kind of sucks.
It says wild. You said it's the wildest. What would make it wild?
That's why I was gonna be disappointed. Artists got him gifts. That's why I was gonna be disappointed.
For some reason, I thought it was gonna be him. Like, I'm not going. He hops out of like a box or something.
Hey, I'm not leaving. Next up, we have a worker had to retract holiday party invites. My friend is in charge of a number of temporary hires, contract workers, and freelancers at an ad agency. Her company's HR department sent a mass save the date email for the holiday party to everyone, including the people she has under her. That was a mistake. She now has to contact each one and tell them they are not invited to the company party. Ooh. Damn. Wow, that's wild. See, that's what kind of shit I was expecting for the first one. Number three. The guy who brought the brownies grabbed the wrong plate. Uh-oh.
Oh, shit. I know where this is going.
Yeah, so do I. A place that, a place that I worked at about 8 years ago had a huge party. One of the managers brought brownies, and the director of operations, let's call him Jack, was the first to try them as we were setting up the food table. About half an hour later, as we were finishing up, Jack starts giggling and talking about how tall he feels. The guy who brought the brownies grabbed the wrong plate as he left the house and accidentally brought pot brownies. Needless to say, we gathered as many of the stoners as we could to clear that plate before anyone else got to them and tried to keep Jack away from other management. Hell yeah.
Fucking Jack.
So that does sound
tall.
Like
I feel really tall.
Yeah, yeah, he's new. He's new to weed. Number four. I won't be telling any more stories at holiday parties for a while.
That's it? Okay, moving on.
It was the first holiday party my office had hosted in many years. Naturally, many employees were eager to take advantage and enjoy the well-earned libations. I was tentative at first, but joined the fray once I saw that upper management was fully committed to the good time. Example, getting completely hammered. I quickly caught up to the pack, thoroughly enjoying myself and telling many stories, as I am one to do. Unfortunately, I got a little too caught up in the moment and at the climax of a particular story, swung my arms in the air for emphasis. As I did, my hand hit the bottom of a beer bottle just as my colleague put it to her lips, causing her to hit herself with it. After the initial shock had worn off and she cleaned up the spilled beer on her clothes, she turned to me to tell me she was okay, and if I wasn't feeling bad enough, my guilt skyrocketed. As she spoke, I noticed that her front tooth had broken as a result of the bottle hitting her face. It wasn't completely knocked out, but it was chipped well enough to be unmistakable. I felt completely horrible and informed her of what happened, and she ran to the bathroom to confirm. To her credit, she was slightly embarrassed when she returned, but stayed at the party and went out of her way to tell me that it was no big deal. Regardless, I still felt like a jerk the rest of the night. A few days later, she went to the dentist and had the tooth fixed, and it was a relief that no permanent damage had occurred. But I won't be telling any more stories at holiday parties for a while.
That's a good turn. I thought it was going to be like, and now she's my wife.
I had to marry her. I fucked her face up. I had to marry her.
Now I had to fuck her face.
Oh,
dude.
Why would Bruce and Phil high five for that?
Yeah, why would we high five?
I don't know. Number That's a long reach.
That's number, what she said.
Ooh, for the back of her throat. Number five. Number five. I hid in the
bushes. So crispy.
I hid in the bushes down the street until my significant other picked me up for 2 hours later. I worked as a maintenance facilities man for a large school and foster home for troubled children. I showed up at the work Christmas party that was hosted by the program's nurse. Social anxiety troubled me a lot back then, so before I even knocked on the door, I drank 8 nips of vodka. within 20 minutes of being there, I fell down a full flight of stairs and crashed through their screen door. This happened in front of about 20 coworkers, including the program's administration and my immediate supervisors. After apologizing and slurring profusely, I told everybody that my ride was out front to pick me up. I hid in the bushes down the street until my significant other picked me up 2 hours later.
Why did it take 2 hours for him to get there?
Probably because she told him to come get her at the end
at a certain time, yeah. And he probably didn't bring a phone or something.
She was too embarrassed to be like, oh, am I going to ask to...
Right. Was it a she or a he? You're just assuming the girl got wasted.
I think it said man. I worked as a maintenance facilities man. I don't fucking know. All right, six. His Christmas dinner was thoroughly ruined. Let me preface this by saying that my team and I love hot sauces. The hotter...
Wait. Preface this? Preface this?
Sure, let me preface this. by saying that my team and I love hot sauces. The hotter and more exotic, the better. We collect them and share them around when we find a good one. Sounds like the bag. My team went out to a fancy Italian restaurant in the Denver area a few Christmases ago, and one of the guys had gone to a specialty spice store downtown and bought some whole ghost chili peppers to use in some chili. He saved one.
Ready.
He saved one and produced it that night at dinner, daring anyone to eat it. Being more on the machismo side of things, one of the other guys accepted the challenge and chomped it down whole. After turning redder than Rudolph's nose and having mild hallucinations, he ended up vomiting all over the floor of one of the side server rooms of the restaurant. Needless to say, many laughs were had by all on behalf of his overestimated pain tolerance, and his Christmas dinner was thoroughly ruined because he said things didn't taste right for several days later.
So he got COVID.
Uh-oh.
From a pepper.
It's a COVID pepper, not a ghost pepper.
Seven.
We got more?
Yeah. One boss had an interesting choice of makeout partner.
Oh. Wait.
It was his.
What's your guess? Everyone, have you read it yet? You have read it? Okay, what's your guess?
His daughter.
Ooh. God, that's tough to beat. I'm going to go with the mom of his boss.
And this is all it says. They have one line. My boss made out with a mop.
Oh.
Way to end it. That was crazy, whatever Christmas story.
You guys have any crazy stories? Or you're not done yet?
I'll do one more.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Because this is shorter than I thought it would be. So we'll do eight.
That's what she said.
Why we high five again, Bruce? Why we do it again? We noticed a coworker's husband half passed out at a table. One year, a coworker and I were about 45 minutes late to the cocktail hour portion of our company's holiday party. Upon our arrival, we noticed a coworker's husband half passed out at a table. He managed to drink so much just in the first 30 minutes of cocktail hour that he vomited in the bathroom and half passed out at a table, all before cocktail hour even ended. So embarrassing.
So embarrassing.
And that was 24 things, blah, blah, blah. We'll see if I
continue. Holiday Christmas stories.
We'll see if I continue it.
No, that was a train wreck, but what isn't a train wreck?
We'll continue it until at least the end of the year.
Well,
real quick, I was asking if you guys had any like weird or crazy holiday.
The only one I saw was where we work at Hoosier Tire. They used to have a big Christmas party downtown. This is before you.
Yeah.
They had fireworks and all that shit. They gave really great prizes and stuff. And a guy that used to work with both of us, his name is Taco. Not his real name, was what we called him. He's slamming Coronas over and over.
Huge Michael Jackson fan.
Huge Michael Jackson. And Michael Jackson's song came on the thing. He quickly grabbed a lime and stuffed it into his Corona to go dance with it. And it squirted all the lime juice right into Greg, our boss's face. That's the craziest Christmas story I have.
Wow, that was crazy as shit, dude. I never went to any Christmas parties. We had one at Chick-fil-A and I missed out on it. I wish I would have went. Because it actually looked like it was kind of fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the company parties are more fun than you expect them to be.
Well, now they're more oriented to kids, at least at our thing.
Not anymore. They were. The last few that they've had have been at the Century Center and alcohol-induced and after parties at the hotels or the random bars in South Bend.
Well, that's your guys' Christmas party.
I went to the one, and then it was at the bar afterwards, one of the higher-ups. He goes, I'm not going to name any names, but yeah, he goes, Tony. I looked at him. He motioned for me to come over. I was like, what? And then he pulled back his jacket and he had like eight little shooters of Fireball. And he goes, and he just hands me one and pushes it and then pushes it to the table. I'm like, all right.
Did we have a Christmas party last year?
No, it was COVID and we don't have one this year.
Okay. So it's been 2 years.
We've had two adult ones and that was it. They were fun.
But not really good gifts, other than time off.
I don't care about the gifts. I'm just there for the drinks.
Yeah, it was fun.
You don't even know what some of the gifts they used to give. Like, riding lawnmowers. Ooh. Like, you would just sell that for, like, $2,000.
You wouldn't sell it. You'd keep it.
No, I already have one.
You'd ride it.
I already ride the one.
Bitch.
All right.
What do you guys think about this beer?
Crispy. It's zesty. Sessionable. I could crush this.
Crushable.
Crush it then.
I'm almost done.
Crush it, pussy. He gives it a 5. What do you give it?
I give it a 3.75. It's very good, very clean, very crisp, very easy to drink. I like that little zest at the end. It makes me want to keep drinking.
Yeah, I like it. Like I said, definitely crushable. Still, I'm only going to give it a 3. I don't know. Maybe I'm off today with my ratings. It's good. I just wish it was a little bit better. 3 is still a good rating, though.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. I think it was good in the beginning. I tasted a lot of the zest, but now I'm just kind of getting
the zest
a flast. I'm getting a flat taste. And
flat zest.
But it's like, I'm waiting for the zest to be there again, but it like cuts it off. It's one of those drinks where it's just like cutting off the flavor for me, and I don't like it right now. I'm going to give it a 3.
Hell yeah.
If it was hotter outside, I'd definitely say this is a little bit better, but I mean, it's making me sweat right now, so it probably make me sweat even more outside. So
it's making you sweat?
Maybe it's just hot in here.
So we're just going to go into a shot break. this one's sponsored first before we get to the music by Tavor.
All right, guys. Check out the Tavor app on your Apple or Android device and try new beers across 47 different states. Build your own custom box of the craft beers you'll love or enroll in subscription and they'll automatically snag the highest rated beers that suit your taste. No minimums or commitments. Get your hand-picked beer delivered right to your doorstep for a flat fee. Yep, any amount of beer. Or ship for free with a subscription. And for being a first-time user, you can use our promo code DRUNKWITHBUDS to get $10 off your first order of $25 or more. Bruce the Beer Bandit uses Tavor to get our beers for the show, so you know it's legit. That's promo code DRUNKWITHBUDS, all one word, for $10 off your first order of $25 or more.
Cool.
Yeah, the ad started playing.
I always expect you to call him Bruce the Beard Bitch.
He put a little pause in there.
He wanted to.
All right, here we go.
Long ago, I was sipping, and the lady came in the room. She was dipping. Started up a small groove. I felt like I knew every move.
Yeah! Ooh, 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 ooh. I was sipping on bread.
Crispy.
And I was heating in there.
Zesty.
Oh, that's what I got.
Yeah.
I was sipping on bread.
My Southern Belle. My crispy girl.
Bread. That was Jazz Type Beat Bread by royalty free YouTube music produced by Luke Rembro Bo on YouTube. Welcome back. We are here and gonna take on the world.
Woo! Woo!
And I got the third beer right now, actually. So I forgot I had to do that. We are going to go into this one. It's called Waterbird. 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 Oh. For those Dumb and Dumber fans out there.
Waterbird. Waterbird.
I think I could sit here and just smell this all day.
Well, I can't smell you all day, so please leave. Waterbird is Urban Artifact Fruit Beer. 8.5% ABV, not available IBU. It's a fairly new beer. It's only have 605 check-ins. 3.9 average. Urban Artifact is from Cincinnati, Ohio, and Style Guide says Midwest fruit tart brewed with pink guava. Guava, tropical, juicy, sour, smooth.
It's another local beer. Got it citywide.
It's another local beer. He got it from Citywide.
We got it from Citywide.
We whoop. Got it from Citywide.
He got it from Citywide.
Bandits. Bandit searches. I got this from Bittersweet. Where craft beer goes to die.
Oh, shit. All
right, it first thoughts.
Oh, wait, we got to drink this one.
Right? Holy shit, that's kind of smoky, though, when you smell it. Is that smoky?
I love that smell.
Yeah, but you like that surprised me because they're usually not smoky.
Oh.
Yeah.
It tastes like that.
Is that like a quick hit of smoke?
It tastes like the salt and sand one. Mm. That's exactly what this tastes like.
This is good.
It is good.
I like the, you get a slight jowl action, and then this goes, there's like little pop fires on your tongue.
Yeah.
So when I, if you guys ever listen to us, Salt and Sand was from a previous episode, and it was one to experience. It had like,
yeah, it had a smoke to it, yeah, and it was salty.
Very smoky, and this one has a slight hint of smoke in it, which takes me back to the Salt and Sand experience, but this is like...
But I feel like the taste is on this is better than Salt and Sand.
Way better. Yeah, because that one was more experience. I like to experience it again, but not for the reason that I would drink another one of these.
Yeah, this one is like... You like guava. It just tastes like guava. And guava. Usually they put guava in like with a bunch of other things, so this is just straight guava... And thank
this
you.
This is the core of Urban Artifact.
I like this one.
Yeah, so this didn't say on the style guide, but it is 3,000 pounds of pink guava and 60 grams of vanilla beans per 30 barrel batch.
Now they're saying the Waterbird, because they always do an artifact, right? It's that little toy that dips down in the water and comes back up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. And it says, Waterbirds were revered for their ability to occupy the air, land, and sea. This liminal existence led many ancient cultures to craft bird-shaped water vessels. Go everywhere. Bring a water bird.
Ooh. Water bird! Sounds like a superhero.
Look at me. Bird. I can fly. I can run across the land. And I can swim. I'm the water bird. Look at me. I'm going to defeat those enemies.
I'm a water bird.
I can run in the sky.
I can swim in the sea.
I can trot on the land. You know, look at me.
Cool, you know what's a really cool saying is when like people say, like, I'm swimming through the sky. Like, swimming through the clouds. That's a nice
thought. Swimming in the sky.
I'm swimming in the clouds.
I'm flying in the water. I'm like a penguin.
Well, you're gonna need to reach up the clouds to pull down some words for Bruce Trivia.
Ah, oh, shit.
I already got them. Dolphin.
Bruce.
Trivia.
Bruce.
You know I'm gonna get it. You know it's gonna be hard. Multiple choice, fan and feud. Who knows? It's Bruce Trivia. Yeah.
Gross.
Hey, welcome to Bruce Trivia. Today we're gonna do Drunk Libs.
Drunk Libs.
Woo! Yeah. Today's Drunk Lib is home brewing kit instructions. Get your thesauruses ready.
I got my words ready.
I need a part of a body.
Heel.
My heels always hurt, but I'm going to say ankle.
Shins. That's a bone, right?
It's still part of your body. He's like, I'm not sure that's part of my body.
My femur.
Your femur. Ooh.
That's
give me an occupation.
Doctor.
Murderer.
I get paid for that.
Like an assassin?
Okay, hitman.
Hitman.
I need a verb ending in ing.
Skipping. Working. No, that's stupid.
No, that's stupid.
Driving. No. Gulping.
Limping.
Snoozing.
Fucking.
Twisting.
Nipping.
Attacking.
Sipping.
Bouncing.
Tripping.
I need a plural noun.
Guys.
Pictures.
Feats.
He said guys.
Feats.
Feats.
Murders.
Phones.
Deaths.
Flags.
Corpses.
Bathtubs.
Zombies.
Milkshakes.
Draculas.
Yards.
Frankenstein's.
A type of liquid.
Milkshakes.
What was sulfuric acids?
Sulfuric. Call bag.
A noun.
Camera. Hair.
GoPro.
Football.
Series. A number.
24.
200.
An adjective.
Wide.
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 Okay. Well, I was just repeating because I was like, okay, hold on. Now we got to think of a.
Quiet.
Stretchy.
Noisy.
Lanky.
Hollow.
A verb ending in ing.
Farting. Well, he just humping.
He wrote that one.
A noun.
Fart. Murder.
House. Person.
A type of container.
Casket. That's a container, right?
I was thinking like a...
Contains a body.
I was thinking like Tupperware.
I was too, but I was like, I'm going to go outside the box. Well, we'll but see it, by going inside the box.
Inside the box.
Adjective.
Fluffy.
Chubby.
Colorful. Annoying. Wicked.
Number.
32.
18.
The legal age.
Oh, yeah. I need a verb.
Growl.
Sneer.
Scream.
Screeching.
Nibble.
Adjective.
Screeching.
Flexible.
Stretchy.
Grumpy.
Angry.
Floppy.
Sloppy.
Sloppy.
And finally, another number.
16.
Fuck it.
Okay. All right. Homebrewing kit instructions. Follow this and you can make your own homebrew according to Drunk of Buds. Are you ready to try your heels at making your own craft beer? You don't have to be a master hitman to do it with this home kit. Start by gulping grains into release natural corpses inside. Add hot sulfuric acid and heat until they become a hair-like mixture called wort. Transfer the wort to 200-gallon kettle and bring it to a noisy boil, farting your harps into the mix. Allow your fart to cool off. Add the yeast. Pour into a sealed casket. Put it in a dark, fluffy place. After 32 weeks, it's time to filter your beer before you growl it into bottles.
That's growlers.
Yeah.
Woo! That one worked.
Pop your home brews into the fridge and get ready to taste your sloppy work. It's easy as 1, 2, 16!
Hell yeah. What would we call that beer?
Well, you put it into a casket, so you gotta go graveyard theme.
Death Defy. That's a badass name. I'm gonna fuck what you guys say next.
Dead. Dead drinking.
Corpse party.
Grave dirt.
Sulfuric corpse.
Corpse puss. Corpse cycle.
What did you guys think of this beer?
So I liked it. The smokiness doesn't take away, hinder the experience of it. Just like the other one did, but this one is like very enjoyable. I wish I had like a whole ass mountain full of them.
Oh, mountain full.
Mountain full. Wow.
So I'm going to give it a
four. Oh, four? I was going to say, is this attacking dragons?
No. Dragons was fucking nice.
It's got a nice lofty 8% too, so it's nothing to sneeze at. I do like it. I like the little sour. I'm in the mood for a sour bite, so I do like this. I want to give this a four as well.
I like it. It's got a, like Bruce said, a nice little bit of a jaw kick there. It's got a nice little smokiness. It's got a good mouthfeel. It's kind of thick. I think it stays with you a little bit. It didn't hit my four mark. It is a 3.75 though. I really do.
Oh, so you're
it,
disappointed. So. You said you were gonna be disappointed.
I said I'd be disappointed on live. So I guess I'm a little disappointed that it wasn't more.
Maybe right. You just don't quite like guavas as much.
I'm trying to think what could it do to make it a four.
So what part of it do you not like? Let's talk about that. Let's pinpoint the problem.
I didn't say I didn't like it. It's a good score.
No, what's the pinpoint
What problem? Doesn't make it a it four
more,
for
it
you?
It needs more sour.
Okay. I can see I that. Say that. It's, I mean, it's not tardy like you say, but it's slight tardy enough to where I enjoy it. It's an overall good
I feel like drink. The tart is in the beginning, and then as soon as you get the tart.
It's the sweet.
The sweet comes, the guava sweet just comes whoop, yeah. Right
and
through then, there.
And the smokiness disappears. I think it rides in with the tart, which is nice. It's better than lasting the whole time because I like the smell of it. I don't really want to taste it.
I think it's a good balance.
Yeah, I do too.
You hit the three.
Yeah.
It's good overall.
I wouldn't mind a little bit more sour. I agree. I do like that, but for what it is, this is something that, like we always talk about, Urban Artifact kind of sometimes plays it a little safe, even though they don't try to. Well, some of their beers taste the same. Yeah. The sours, they taste a little bit same to me. This is one that I could definitely tell is experimental, and I like it.
It's brand new. It's their first time.
That's what I mean. Yeah. I like their experimental
ones. And there's not, like Bruce said, there's not a lot of shit in it. It's just the guava.
Yeah.
So. And vanilla. That's it. Which vanilla smooth it out just a little bit.
Yeah. So, I definitely.
I recommend it. Even if, I mean, 4s and 3.7, good scores. You see it, buy it.
I feel like this might be, maybe for someone who's not sure about sours, one of the better ones to try first.
I don't think so. I'm not going to say no.
I feel like it's not too sour. I feel like it's a nice, easy sour.
Like a basic sour, yeah. Where it's kind of like sweet on the ending.
Yeah. Anytime anyone says they want a first sour, you know, to try, I always steer them to the Spyglass. Because it's not...
It's like a 7-Up.
Yeah, it tastes like Sprite. It's like a Sprite is a sour. So it's a little bit sour, but you got that lemon lime. It's easy. It's a taste that people are normal, you know, used to.
And I think this one, it would kind of throw them off because of the smell and everything. It's not a typical sour. You've had some experience with sours before.
Yeah. This is like, because everyone's had guava. People love putting guava with multiple different flavors. This is after you've had that in mixtures and you're like, okay, let's find out what guava tastes by itself. I'm going to just full on reverse. I disagree with you wholeheartedly.
I don't, because you just said everyone puts guava in everything. So this would be a good base to see what guava tastes like, so you know what you're tasting.
But this is pink guava. This is pink guava. This is a whole nother guava.
Oh my gosh. It's lemonade. It's pink lemonade. Who cares?
No, pink lemonade is definitely better than regular lemonade.
Yeah.
Whatever. I hate you guys right now.
Shot.
Yeah.
Woo! What's actually Terramana this one up?
Got a shot break, bitch. Gonna hit it like a snitch, cause I'm Harry Potter. Bitch. Gonna fuck Hermione from behindy. Yeah. But she's 18, cause that's weird if I said it was from the beginning. And then I went go and play Quidditch like a bitch, and I itch and I stink, and I like to play this, and I love it. I'm loving it. I'm on top of the world when I'm sipping on that guava. And every time I see a man, you know that she holla. And she just wanna give a dollar every time, man. But now I gotta go back to the band. Yeah, pink guava in my system, and I'm dipping every time that I hit them. And they know that I'm dipping. Yeah, and I'm dipping. Yeah, and I'm dipping. Dipping like a water bird into the water. You heard me when I say that. Yeah. There ain't no slurring here, motherfucker.
Yeah, no, you slurred there.
Woo! Which one is this? Rock Angel by Joaquin Carew. Non-copyrighted background music by Tyler Montgomery on YouTube.
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 Welcome back, everybody. Woo. We are back with the Strawberry Crush. It's called Strawberry Crush. Citizen Cider. Cider, sweet, 5% ABV, not available IBU. Wow, this is a new one too, 343 check-ins. Or is it just a small place? Me neither, I don't know either.
Is it micro or macro?
We're about to find out. It's a cidery. It's a 3.92 average out of 5. Citizen Cider is a cidery from Burlington, Vermont.
Whoa, you got it! Yeah! We thought you were going to say Virginia.
Nope.
This was supposed to be Bruce's. And we changed it to yours to see if you'd get VT.
I knew it. Style guide says, cider, sweet, light, fresh, and full of berry flavor. This strawberry cider is made with fresh strawberries from our friends at Last Resort Farm in Moncton, Vermont.
Okay.
Strawberry sweet, clean, dry, bubbly.
Clean, dry, bubbly.
It's clean. It's dry. It's bubbly. It's fruity. It's cidery without being too apple-y. This is really good. I'm so glad I bought 2 extra cans. So I bought 6 cans of this. I thought I would like it and I would want 2 extra cans.
Yeah, all the descriptions are there. Everything's strawberry, sweet, clean, dry, bubbly. Everything is there.
I would add crushable. I feel like it's not too
crush it apple-y. Then, pussy. Don't do it. You don't have to. We got to make this segment last a little bit. Well, you can't. Honey's going to take forever, so it'll counterbalance.
Well, I got to put this bitch in.
You ain't even poured it yet.
Well, because I had a little bit.
That's a weak-ass pour. You know, even your pores are weak.
Hey, do you know what else was a weak-ass pour? Your mom's pussy when she had you.
You know that my mom is your aunt.
And that's why I said it, bitch.
Because your mom would know, because she was right there. Damn it.
Woo, right. Bitch.
Pussy. Damn it, Sylvia.
Damn it, Sylvia.
All right, so what is your first thoughts, Phil, now that you just poured it for the first time?
Well, I just poured it. I didn't drink it yet.
He tipped it back, took a pussy swig.
Jesus Christ is our Savior and Lord, and this is one of those that I would love to have every day that I existed for the rest of my life.
Wow. You really like that much, or you just saying that?
I think both.
I think it's a great cider, and I don't ever say great.
It is a really good cider.
I said great.
It says on the top of the can, your summer crush.
Oh, shit.
Miss Marmalade?
Watch this.
Whoa!
Oh, that's mine.
Call back, baby.
That is mine, too, though. I definitely agree with
we
you.
We do have a stout coming from them with a new lady from Martin House.
Does it actually have a lady on it?
Yes, it does.
Is this Tavor?
From Tavor. There is a little bit on the can here that Toner didn't say. A common summertime treat. You can find this local strawberry popping up everywhere.
He sounds like me reading.
He's using his fingers.
So we can decide why not try co-fermenting these delicious berries into our ciders. We reached out to some friends at our local berry farms and collected quite a crop. We ground the berries before letting them steep in aged cider for 5 days.
You said light, we greeted
and fresh, full of berry flavor. Enjoy this strawberry cider. All right, guys.
What's up?
We're sipping. We're enjoying. Let's give our final thoughts later. Let's go straight into Would You Rather.
Real quick.
Oh, shit.
With the colors matching like the Christmas theme.
They look like Ayla Jalen colors.
Well, it's a green and not a blue, right?
Shut yeah, the fuck so he up. Just shut the door on you.
Yeah, he did.
I feel like if you... I heard the... That was a Darth Vader chug.
What the fuck? Oh, shit. That was hilarious.
It I feel like if you...
you heard the straw, too, though, right? It sounded like a straw. Yeah. Like air going through a straw. Oh, shit.
I was going to say, I feel like if you, like, warm this up a little bit, kind of like an apple cider, like a warm alcoholic apple cider drink, it'd probably be really good, too. My brother-in-law does that with some liquors. And
yeah, I agree.
Feel like he also does that with some wood, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Get it up.
He's working on it.
So we...
He's trying to be a woodsmith.
I was going to say woodsmith.
Why did it take so long? Wood.
I was trying to think of the word.
Smith.
Well, no, yeah. So he does like to mix it with that?
All right.
He would probably take this and maybe do like an apple cinnamon stick in it and like heat it to a boil and then serve it as a warm drink for Christmas.
My mom takes regular apple cider and she just puts it in a slow cooker and puts it on low.
Yeah.
If you just put it on low, you can just take it right out.
Yeah, then he'll mix it with liquor, so it's not like a pussy drink.
But it's not a pussy drink. It's already alcoholic.
It's not what your mom does or whatever.
Wait, hold on. So I know this is, we're almost done with the fucking show, whatever, all this little thing. But I have an actual question for you guys.
Uh-oh.
So has Christmas or holidays changed for you guys since we've been, like, quarantined or anything?
No.
No?
No.
No? Didn't think so. I love it.
Because Christmas is Christmas is Christmas.
Yeah, and Thanksgiving is Thanksgiving, and we're all going to be fucking celebrating.
Well, my Thanksgiving's already, it's just us. We don't really celebrate Thanksgiving.
Well, I will say last year I did have to be quarantined during Christmas, so I wasn't able to actually go to my parents. Okay. But they did the same thing they would do every year, but I actually couldn't because I was quarantined with Morgan.
We would celebrate Thanksgiving more. It's just like my family is gone in Florida for Thanksgiving.
Well,
and her family lives in North Carolina and Connecticut.
Oh, so it's just you two.
It's just us.
I mean, you, not you two.
We do the same. I don't see Phil on Thanksgiving. Yeah. Not unless we go to.
But
like
you an could.
After, no.
You could.
Not unless we go to an after party or something. But like, my Thanksgiving is me, my siblings, and their kids in a house. That's it. Just like you.
Yeah.
It's
mine you is and your daughter my family and at your my son. Parents' house.
Yeah. Yeah, Christmas.
It's just the four. It's just the four of us. That's the only.
Well, that's only because your family. You don't have a lot of.
Well, yeah, they're all over the place. Like, who we would invite?
Yes, and you would have to travel if you wanted to actually go.
Really travel?
Yeah.
So let's go to Would You Rather.
All right, Would You Rather what? Suck my dick.
This one. I picked this one because I wanted to see how inebriated we are. Are you ready?
I didn't read mine.
I am very inebriated.
I want to know.
Did you read yours?
No.
I neither.
All right. How fast can you say the alphabet? Go. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, P, T, Z.
Hold on one.
You skipped like all the letters.
But did I say it last? Or did I say it first?
No.
You said your ABZs.
You did. I said A, B, Z.
All right. Each of us by themselves. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, E, H, I, K, L, M, L, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, L, M, L, V.
No, you're saying it.
Wrong order. Disqualified. A, B, C. Shut up, Tony. Whatever you say.
A, B. Taking forever.
I know.
Good job, Bruce. Good job.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
Shut up, Tony.
He might win.
Yeah, because I got all of them. I'm not fucking
drunk. We'll get taken out of shot.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, R, V, T, R, V.
T, R, V.
Shut up, Tony.
I won. I'm the most sober.
I like that.
That was my first one.
That was drunk with butt.
Oh, what? Was it really? Nice. Okay. Wait, green?
Yeah. You can.
They're both green.
It doesn't matter.
I didn't look at that.
Mine's black and green.
What would you do if you were invisible for a day? So back in the day when I was younger, I used to think, man, what if I was able to, this is obviously it's wrong. I was like, what if I was invisible and I was able to touch boobies? And but obviously you cannot do that without their consent. That is not a thing.
True. Don't do that.
But back then that's what I used to think because I was a young, horny little fifth grader. But now what would I do if I was invisible for a day? Shit.
Sleep.
I mean, maybe like spy on my friends a little bit, be like, hey, how do they actually act when I'm not around? What are they
y'all
doing?
Y'all the same person?
Yeah, are you the same person? Do you act exactly how you would with me around, or are you different?
True. I would follow Bruce home, and I would see what Bruce's life is like.
Yeah.
Because I feel like he
is different.
Is different.
I think he would be, too.
If I was invisible for a day.
No, hold on. Before you say that, I think the realest we've ever seen Bruce is with my cat. Because that's Bruce at home.
That is Bruce
at home.
So what, loving and kind?
Yeah. Like you love your cat.
You're
so
not
much.
Out in public.
Yeah. But I feel like you love, like, that's you at home being your true self when you're with a cat because you can, like,
be well, I mean, I'm a giving person. I don't need much to give. I gave you a random Christmas gift, birthday gift before.
I burned it.
You burned your muffin top glass?
That I forgot. No, yeah. No, yeah, he really is.
And didn't I just get you a gift? Why don't you
tell him? Yeah, he did. He got me darts.
Okay, so Bruce, if you were invisible, what would you do for a day?
Really? I seriously would rob a bank. I would. I would definitely do it. Because they have robbed me so much over the years of these stupid, like, overdraft fees when I have a separate account that had money in it. You telling me you can't just take the money from the other account to cover the overdrafts?
That was just stupid.
I'm sorry. So they've robbed me so much money, I wouldn't even feel that bad about it. I'd just go in there, and this might be the goody two-shoes in me. I would only take what I think I was owed.
You robbed the whole fucker.
No, I don't know. I'd take a million, but I'd take a couple thousand. I'd keep a couple thousand.
I would take a million at least.
I would take more.
A million would at least last me a year.
Yeah, but this is what I would do. And you guys said you would be following me home. So
I didn't say that. I said I'll follow my friends to see how they act.
So I'm not a friend.
Well, he chose you specifically. I would look visit all my friends.
Am I in that group?
Yeah, I'd see you and I'd see you fucking your cat and I'd walk away.
Fucking my cat? I have four of them.
You fuck all three of them.
He didn't even listen.
Because you said four and I said three. That's funny. All right, so what do you got next, bro?
You're up.
I'm up. What things do you do every day that you wish could be automated?
Getting up in the morning. If a robot got me out of bed, clothed me, gave me my food, and got me to my car, that would be awesome. If I didn't have to spend any energy doing anything in the morning, I would be happy.
So as soon as you're at work, it's just like, you're there.
Yeah. Yeah,
I feel that.
Yeah, because if it was automated, they wouldn't pay him. If it was something else to,
I would. Do I guess. Job. I guess I would have to say this podcast.
Sometimes I feel you are automated.
I am automated. I am an ATM. Give me your money. Did you know robots can now have babies?
Yeah, I saw that.
I did not know that.
Nanobites are now self-replicating.
Yeah, so robots can now be pregnant.
Cool. It's asexual. But go ahead.
I don't know what I would do. Besides, like, I don't want to take Bruce's. It's just a everyday.
You can agree.
I would say, like,
I mean, I have a second one if you can't come up with one. If I came home and some robot made a perfect dinner, that would be awesome. So.
Yeah. Every day, but this is every day, something you do every day.
I make dinner every day.
Well, he's at the podcast, so I was thinking, like, going, like, grocery shopping for me would be awesome, but I don't do it every day. But maybe just responding to texts.
Oh, those could be some interesting responses. Well,
sometimes I'm like, oh, what do you guys want? Or, like, last night, I'm trying to sleep. And I'm in a Snapchat group with Phil and myself, obviously, and Brian, like all the guys and all the friends, females, guys, whatever. And it was going off like crazy because I kept responding and I kept getting notifications. So it would be nice if a robot would just be like, open it, not necessarily check it, just make sure that they see that I see it. I don't know. Something like that. Like you said, like grocery shopping, if it wasn't an everyday thing, just go. Get it. Get a Tesla. Drive me to work.
Yeah, driving would be cool if you didn't have to drive, but I don't know if I would trust a computer.
I'm curious about the Teslas that drive themselves. And you,
well, I mean, you don't even have to get a Tesla. Some cars let you, will pay or park for you. Would you trust that?
Yeah.
So you're going to tell your insurance agency when it hits something
like, my
that
car
the computer did it.
My car did it. I'm in the passenger seat. I can't. I didn't do it.
Passenger seat. They're not driving for you. We're not there yet.
That's what happens with the Tesla is that drive on its own. And you're drunk as fuck. You put the address in. You sit in the back. Who's at fault?
Your car.
Your car. So you can't.
You hope. That's the way they look at it.
Can you get arrested?
But the way.
Can you get a DUI? Because you're.
But the way the laws are, they're always like 20. Plus years behind technology, the laws.
That's so, what I'm saying, but who gets the DUI for that?
You would. You definitely would.
I'm in my Tesla, yeah. And I say,
when you're
not paying attention.
I'm in the back seat.
When you're 98,
I'm not driving.
That's when you wouldn't be at fault anymore because
are you guys that's cop? When the laws change. A cop. We need a cop on the show.
I have a cop friend who wanted to be on the show, and I can call him up. Would you guys like a cop on the show in the future?
No.
No,
because there's weed here.
Well, there is not that here at all.
They don't know but where here
if
is.
There was no, like, you know, like, actual weeds in the garden here.
You need a cool cop.
Would you want a cop on the show?
I don't give a shit.
What would I ask him?
What are they going to do, arrest me for drinking and living? Because I live here.
You arrest Bruce for drinking and driving as he picks me up.
As you pick you up. I'm sober when I pick you up.
I mean, as you drop me off.
Sorry. Anyway, right. So
has everyone done one?
No. So what you said, if I could skip anything, I said a podcast that you said daily though, right?
Yeah.
So I would skip work.
Yeah, so but then you make don't get paid, though.
You wouldn't get... Eventually, they would catch on. No, it didn't say skip. Automated. It says automated.
It's not click, Adam Sandler.
That's what I was thinking of. That's not...
Automated is some robotic thing doing it for you.
Adam Sandler.
Yeah, working for me.
Adam Sandler did it the wrong way. He fucking skipped his life and then went to work. I would skip work.
Yeah, me too.
From
well, first off, he skipped sex with that chick.
Kate Beckinsale?
Yeah. Don't do that.
That was like the hottest she ever looked in her
life. I would skip.
It was amazing.
I don't know if it was the hottest she's ever looked.
No, she still
looks was pretty good. And she's still like, looks pretty good.
Yeah, she's like 60. She looks
good. 60.
It learns. So yeah, I would
skip. You just got canceled by...
the 5 days throughout the week, I would skip 6 a.m. to 4:30 or even 5 so I can be home.
Yeah.
And then the weekend, I wouldn't skip anything.
So automated, I guess.
Something that you do that you wish something else would do for you. Like he said, cook.
You said driving.
I said driving, I guess.
I said a secondary one would be like, all my meals just be made for me.
Instead of him cooking dinner, it's just there.
I guess going to the bathroom.
I wish someone would
someone be holding it for you. And
I can't tell you how many times my fiance has told me, can you go pee for me? Because I'm like, I have to go up and go to the restroom. She's like, me too. Can you go for me? You don't have that happen?
No.
No.
They usually do it on
him. That's weird.
They usually do it on him. Okay.
Golden shower. Yeah. Okay.
And then I say and I go, I already did.
All right, what you got, Bruce?
Would you rather blow up 100 balloons or lick 500 envelopes?
I obviously think I would rather blow up balloons. Because if you lick the envelopes, you are going to get a dry ass tongue.
Yeah, I don't know if you have the lung power to do 100 balloons. So I'm going to go. I don't know if I do either. So I'm going to lick 500 envelopes.
He might have one balloon, but it's really big. I mean, that he blows. No, I think the envelopes.
I feel like envelopes.
I feel like there's more muscles involved in your face to blow than there is to lick.
Yeah, how do you... Why don't you tell us? You're the expert on blowing things.
So I think it all has to do with using your jowls to collect.
So I feel like your jowls would be sore and then your lips would be sore.
But your jowls skip
He's used cheeks. To that, so it's an easy
Your
test.
Jowls help you skip the cheeks.
All right, what's your question? It's your last question, Phil.
It's mine now? Oh. What would be the absolute worst name you could give your child?
You want me to go?
No, I'll go first. I'll say
Hitler. Say it.
Hitler.
Oh.
Were you going to say it?
Wait, no. So you give a last name as a first name?
What would... No.
Or are you saying Adolf?
I just think Hitler. Everybody knows Hitler's name. I think that would be the worst.
So you're saying Adolf or you're saying Hitler? Hitler is a last name.
I'm saying Hitler as the first
Hitler
name.
Town.
Hitler Town. Because
Hitler is what's well known.
I actually feel that Hitler would go over better than Adolf.
I feel like Adolf is better than Anselm.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say...
No. I was going to say Anselm, but that's not a bad name. That's actually unique. I don't know. What's a bad name? Like a... It's not a bad name, but it's a bad name like a basic name.
Derek.
It's a worse name.
Derek.
Like a John or... Josh. Like, that's it. No, not Jonathan. Not John. It's just John.
Is it J-O-N,
like, yeah, I was going to say J-O-N is the worst one.
Personally, I think... I would say Spike. I think that's a terrible first name.
You know a Spike?
That feels like, you know, a nickname. Then someone's trying to make it a first name, it doesn't fly for me. I don't mind Spike as a nickname. I don't like, you know, or a moniker, but not a first name.
I feel like John's a bad name. Sorry, my dad's name is John.
Yeah.
But I just feel like that's so basic.
But is he John?
I think it's just John. J-O-H-N. I think it was short for something, maybe.
Jonathan. I think what fucks it up is because isn't it like, what, John Smith or whatever?
Yeah.
Like, that's the no names?
Like, just a two-syllable name. Something, something.
So the fact that his name is John and it being the one that's like, that's how you identify someone that's like dead, isn't it John Smith?
Yeah, Jane Doe and John Smith.
Yeah.
Jane Doe and John Smith. So, yeah.
It's John Doe.
John Doe.
Jane Doe.
So it's John Doe. Okay, but it's still John. So I think that being it is the benefactor of us being like, man, that name's kind of generic.
Yeah.
Because it's the base that you would name someone you didn't know their name.
Yeah. I don't know what to call this kid. I call him John. Like, no offense, Dad. Sorry. But you have a basic ass name.
Yeah,
if you don't listen.
Yeah.
All right, last one.
You didn't say.
I did two.
What'd you say?
I said Spike.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
No, but what'd you did your two?
I did both mine.
When did you do your two?
What was your two?
I'm not going over it where he did.
He's lying.
When were your parents most disappointed in you? Can I answer for Bruce?
Being born?
Yeah.
I was going to say that.
I mean, I am adopted.
I was going to say that.
See, he took it to a dark place.
When were your parents most disappointed in you? I would have to say, I think it was my 26th birthday when I got arrested for a public intox. Other than that, I'm a pretty great kid.
That's the only time that it was close?
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably my worst part of my life.
I think it was when I told them to not pay for college anymore that I wasn't going to go back. So they were probably disappointed that I didn't get my degree. Especially since I was a sophomore in the second term.
Yeah.
But I was according to the university, I was a junior because I had earned credits before I came.
So you would have graduated
early. I would have graduated early.
And he said, fuck school.
Well, that goes to show you kids that you need to tell your parents what's up.
Be your own person.
What about you? Person.
So for me, I would say my dad obviously thought it was a disappointment when I would not fix cars or do any interest with that. I would always just be inside playing video games. I think my mom's was when she found out that I did K2 back in the day.
Like you climbed K2?
You don't know what K2 is then?
No, because the only K2 I know is the second highest mountain in the world.
So K2 is a incense, which is what we used to smoke. And it would like inflate your brain. That's how, and then it would press against.
Don't forget, your head. I've never done an illegal drug other than alcohol.
Okay, ever. Pussy. But anyway,
but I support your rights to do them.
I wouldn't care if you didn't or did. So anyway, so K2 is like this hardcore incense drug that you could get at the gas station. It was like $10, and so we used to do it all the time. One of our buddies actually grew it. Like, did it. Made it himself. Man-made K2. And we got fucked up on it, me and Quincy. So, Honer and Quincy got fucked up on some homemade K2. I can say that now because you cannot find it in my system now. And when we tried it, as soon as this guy got done making it on his little Frisbee board, Frisbee little fucking thing, we're like, man, did we really just smoke K2 homemade? He goes, yeah. I was like, oh my God, dude, my heart is fucking pounding. And like, we're like, how long is this going to last? Are we going to die? Blah, 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 blah. It lasts a half hour, just like typical K2. But
so you did it before, and then you found a guy that made it home.
And then, he was our roommate.
Okay.
So he started making it, blah, blah, blah.
So how'd your mom find out?
Then? So my mom found out because his mom, a whole thing happened in our situation.
Quincy's mom or the roommate's mom?
Roommate's mom. Okay. So a whole thing happened, whole showdown type thing. I won't get into it because it's a lot.
We don't have time for that.
Yeah. So it happened. He was fucked up on K2, but my mom found out because his mom found out that he had to go to therapy or like rehab for it, that we were also smoking it. And she was kind of like, really? I was like, yeah, I did. And I knew before I got that fucked up to stop. So I was already off a couple months by the time she found out. But she found out because of that. And I was like, dang, man, it kind of sucked because she didn't care if I did anything. Like, you know, like,
right.
She didn't even realize that I only started drinking when I was like 18 or 19. She was all like, I was drinking since I was like 14.
I know.
It's like,
I'm just glad that your disappointment from your mom wasn't that you took me on as a co-host.
No, she hates that.
That's his brother's disappointment.
Okay. Final thoughts on this beer? / cider.
Really good. I'm going to give it a 4.75.
Wow.
This is one of the best.
You don't really like ciders.
I know, but this is one of the best ciders I've ever had.
I said it was great.
You did.
I'm going to give it a 4, though.
I gave it a 4 as well. It's It's flavorful. It's cider without being apple-y. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And
yeah, that's exactly why I like it.
Like, it's just enough apple that you know it's cider.
Yeah.
But it's strawberry all the way through. And it's very easy to drink. Like, I could go crack open another one, and I have two more at home.
And you could just drink it and not care that it's not apple-y.
So, yeah, 4.0 for me, 4 point for you. I'm glad that Honer likes a cider. Yay.
The cider. Yay. This is one of the ciders I could have. I wouldn't say right now. It's not a good winter cider, but just because I'm enjoying it, I like
it. I think flavors. It could warm up, though.
True. So I guess it could play summer this way, and then winter the hot way.
Yeah, I just looked it up. This is tied for my second best cider. So
nice.
You know what the first one is?
Oh, yeah? El Chavo?
Yes.
Salt and sand?
El Chavo is a 4. Strawberry Crush is a 4.
So. Nice. Nice. So, we had final thoughts on that. What do we get next? Is it last call time?
No, 15 cities. You got them ready?
Yeah, I got them ready. South Bend, Indiana, Chicago, Illinois, Granger, Indiana, Elkhart, Indiana, Placentia, California, Columbia City, Indiana, Tulsa, Oklahoma, San Jose, California, Atlanta, Georgia, Fort Worth, Texas, Douglasville, Georgia, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Clemens, North Carolina, Bayonne, New Jersey, Sweetsboro, New Jersey, New Market, Maryland, Niles, Michigan, Evertsburg, Michigan, thanks, Jakey, Wheatland, Iowa, and Frankfurt on Main has Germany! I want to say, yes. what did we do? Clichy, France hasn't been on in the last 3 weeks.
That's true. I haven't heard Clichy. If you hear
maybe
this,
he passed away,
or she.
If you hear
or it, were they?
Clichy, we want you back. Clichy,
Zem or Zay.
Clichy, we're sorry that we didn't just have us for the last 3 episodes. We love you.
That's what
maybe
it is.
He just
that's
wants
what
us.
It is.
He just wants us. Episodes. He'll be back. He'll
come back, France. Don't give up.
So, what are you guys' socials?
No, I think it's last call.
What's your last call?
My last call is I want another Strawberry Crush.
Me too.
I do, but I think my last call is the Southern Crisp.
Okay. I mean,
I liked it. It was nice, smooth. I think I want a second go at it.
It's not what your favorite of the night was. It's what you think best ends.
Nobody
your
wants
night.
To end it off with the All Father's Eye?
No.
Not that it was a bad. I liked it for a stout. I just don't want to finish with it.
No, I want the Southern
Strawberry Crush.
Yeah. You know what? Damn it.
I also have the Urban Artifact.
I know. I think I would do Waterbird just for the distinct flavor before I left.
Okay.
They probably had the most. Well, I don't know. I was going to say it probably had the most flavor, but this one's actually really flavorful too.
This one's amazing.
It's awesome.
This is the best cider I've had in my life.
We know. 4.75. Jeez.
I know. Fuck. So socials, what's your guys' socials?
I'm BeerBan and Bruce on Twitter and Bruce the BeerBan and everything else, including on tap. Go ahead and look at us at drunkenbuds.weebly.com. That's Weebly for the Weebly part. We have lots of tabs. I don't really webmaster too often. But the one that I really wish people would go to is the tab where it says beer recommendations. Go ahead. Put up a beer. I'll try to find it. That's what the Bandit does.
Test him, bitches. Test Bruce. I bet you you lose. I got your back.
Technically, we had someone just last week test Bruce without using their beer recommendations. They wanted me to find a Pinhead beer from the Pinhead, like the Hellraiser movies.
Yeah,
there is one. I found it for him on Craft Shack. I told him how to get it, and he was very happy.
Yeah, bitches. Bruce is 1-0.
1-0, baby.
Test him.
How about you, Hunter?
I'm Two Tone Tierra, and you can find me at the number 2Tones87. That's the number 2Tones87 on Twitter, on Instagram. I don't really care if you find me on Facebook.
You go fuck!
I don't really interact much on anything, but if you want me to interact, it'll be 2Tones on Twitter. And Instagram.
Or Cash App.
Cash App. I will send you an emoji. Say thanks for the donation.
Yeah. Make sure you put DWB so we get a third of that. Right.
You can also maybe untapped. You can two tones 87. It's all the same.
Yeah, his Cash App is PETOWNE. Just like my Twitter account, randomly, it's PETOWNE.
One of those ironic kinds.
And my Facebook and Instagram, TikTok is Hona Creations for dumbass videos or for dumbass people like me. And I'm the social media guy for this.
All right, right before we play our song out, we have the Indiana Whiskey Company next week. Tune in for that.
I was also going to say that we do have our new Christmas sweaters up. Order now before it's too late. And they're gone forever. Turn it up, Honer.
Free, non-copyrighted background music. Tyler Montgomery on YouTube.
Christmas. I love Tyler. Christmas sweaters. Drunk with Buds. Teespring.com. You know you're gonna love. Check out our Instagram. Two Tones and Hone are gonna put up a contest for a free sweater
right off his back.
Yeah. I'm on a keyboard. She's trying to get my me board. I'm trying to get bored, but I'm not. She's sore. I don't know. Yeah. Hold up, he said he's wearing a sweater, but I can get her weather. Everybody knows that, that's the weather. No matter what, whether you're not, you know that I'm top or not. Cause you think I'm a bitch, but I might stop at the stop sign when I'm driving by. And I go to the liquor store to get a 40 in a hurry. And I'm honer and I know that I got a little boner, but I go harder than I did when I didn't know that I could even go farther like a fucking frisbee, bitch. Yeah, I used to smoke K2 on the fucking frisbee, bitch. You can't really hurt me, bitch. Cause everything I did, man, I cut it, saw death in the blink of an eye. But I never did die, cause that's how I fly, and I gotta go.
That's him flying in the air.
All right, everybody, thank you for listening.
Thank you so much.
Who was that?
I already said it.
Nice.
Thank you. Tyler Montgomery.
See you guys next week.
Stay sexy, y'all. Love you forever.